Clark.
Good morning, and thank you, Gino. That was just fabulous. We're off to a great start. So we're doing, I was singing along, dancing along. I didn't start a train, though. I just about did. So our message this whole month is about you can heal your life. It's based on Louise Hay's work, and her work was so transformative. You know, in the days when she was working, when her book was first published, it was just published as a list of mental equivalents. And that's my talk today, mental equivalents. It was published as just mental equivalents. And people would get it, and she would keep it in our purses, and gosh, I've got a pain in my hip. What does that mean? Oh, anger. Oh, I've got a pain in my throat. Oh, what does that mean? Something I don't want to say. So we would start listening to our bodies, and some people thought, oh, it's too simplified. It's too simplified. But honestly, it's based right out of the textbook of Science of Mind. There's a whole chapter called Mental Equivalents. Guess where she got her work, her ideas, right from there. And bless her that she thought about it so well, so deeply, and so powerfully. Not only did she take Dr. Holmes' ideas and his work, but she then thought about, what do we need to know instead? What belief do we need to trade in for this false belief that's causing this experience in our body? And if I could have the first slide, please. And from then on, I don't, was that the first one? Nope, I don't think so. Well, okay. This was not where I was going to start. Okay, we'll just turn it to black for a second. What Louise says is that everything starts with the self. Holmes says it too. Dr. Holmes uses the word God when he's talking about that, both the principle and the presence. Louise uses the word universe. She means the same thing. Substitute the word God anywhere in the textbook for universe, and you'll have how she says it. And for a lot of us who had an old idea of God as being a distant entity on a cloud somewhere that was separate from us, universe worked very well. Universe worked very well. So you can heal your life, first of all, when you love yourself. And she says when she takes us through what she would do if we were sitting with her as a client. And she says, well, the first thing I do is say, what did you hear about yourself as a child? Now, some of us were blessed because what we heard was words of truth and praise, that we were capable, we were beautiful, we were strong, and some of us did not hear that. And whatever we heard then becomes part of our experience. It isn't consciously known, but it is a subjective belief that is forever creating out of its patterns. So the first thing, are you willing to change your mind? Are you willing to change your mind? That's a question, are you?
Yes.
Okay, yes, because if you don't change your mind, your life can't change. And there may be some things of your life that are so good, so great, so wonderful, you don't want them to change. Don't worry about it. That's going to continue. It's only the beliefs, the patterns that you don't want that really need to change. So here is the first thing that often happens is that we're resistant to change. We don't want to change. In fact, we often project our ideas on someone else. Oh, that's interesting. It's getting darker. It's so interesting. I can see fine. Can they see? Okay, if you can't see, you need to make it so they can see. Okay, so resistance to change. Okay, so what happens is, and if you know my story, you know this is how I started. I heard this wonderful idea, and I thought, if my husband only would learn these things, if he would only learn these things, then our life would be so happy. Well, leave your friends alone. Leave your husband or wife alone. It isn't about them. It's about you. I am unworthy creates procrastination. If you have a belief that you're not worthy, that you're not worthy of your greater good, then you might find yourself watching another, as Reverend Bruce said, another run of I Love Lucy, even though you like it, but you've already seen it 100 times before. You're just simply putting off. And procrastination, Julia Cameron says, is fear. And I think Louise Hay would agree that it's the only thing it is. There's something within us that is unwilling because we don't believe we're good enough. And self-criticism, the next thing. Self-criticism creates, is abuse. So Louise says she asked her clients, when she used to have clients, do you criticize yourself? And she would get this. Well, of course, everybody does. How am I going to change? How am I going to get better if I don't criticize myself? Criticism is abuse. She tells the best story when she said the very first talk she gave, after the talk was over, she said, that was very good to herself. That was pretty good, Louise, for your first talk. And by the time you've done 5 or 6, you'll be a professional speaker. Wow. Wow. What a consciousness. Instead of saying, oh, that sucked. That was really terrible. They probably won't ever come back. I forgot to do, or picking it apart, I forgot to do this one or that one, or the way I said that wasn't clear enough. Self-criticism is abuse. So stop it. Now this one I love. Let's say it together. I approve of myself. Say it again. I approve of myself. Say it again. I approve of myself. Look at your neighbor and say it to him or her. I approve of myself. And to the other person, I approve of myself. And now say to your neighbor, you approve of yourself. You approve of yourself. Now, here's what Louise says. Do this 300 or 400 times a day. Did you go, what? Well, but see, here's the thing. What she points out is when we're worrying about something, our mind goes to it at least 300 times a day. At least. And we're planting that seed of negativity, whereas we want to be planting the seed of self-approval, self-love. I was doing this yesterday, was driving, and I just finished saying, I approve of myself, and I drove over the curb of something. I was, I approve of myself, I approve of myself. Because that's when it's absolutely necessary. When you goof up, when you make a mistake, say, I approve of myself, 300 or 400 times a day. What have you got to lose? So what she says, you know, many of you are gardeners, and you know that, first of all, you prepare the soil, you plant the seeds, and sometimes what comes up doesn't look like the thing that you wanted. But here's the thing about any seed. The first little sprouts don't look like the plant, right? You have to trust the process and keep nurturing and replanting if need be. Keep planting the seeds and be willing to release the patterns that created those conditions. I am willing to release the patterns that created those conditions. Think about something that you would rather not have so much of in your life. And let's say that together. I am willing to release the patterns that created these conditions. Okay. And here's a wonderful, wonderful idea to go home and do today, or, yeah, today, after the concert and after Dean Slider, go home and do this. I love myself, therefore, fill in the blank, therefore, I take care of my body. I love myself, therefore, I listen to my self-talk. I love myself, therefore, I always get enough sleep and rest. I love myself. There, see, anything that follows after, what else? What else could you say? I go for a walk. I exercise. I look after my body. I love myself. I make good choices. I go to church. I love myself. So So joy is natural for me. Whatever, see if you can fill in two or three pages of ideas that follow the therefore. I love myself, therefore. I exercise. I take classes. I'm in service. Whatever is the idea. Okay, so your body is always talking to you. So there's a popular song that was your body is a wonderland. Well, it's more than a wonderland. It's also a metaphor. It's also a metaphor. Every single part of your body is talking to you. And it's literal. So if you have a pain in the neck, if someone's a pain in the neck, your neck. What happened to my sound? Nope. A pain in the neck. If you have a pain in the neck, I don't have a pain in the neck. If you have something that's too hot to handle, or that it's handy or handily handled, just think of the word hand and how you use it. Someone is backhanded, someone is open-handed. Think about your heart, that heart center, and how you use the heart as meaning love. Are you open-hearted? Are you loving and warm? Or are you cold-hearted? And so think about it. The back is always about, what does the back do? It supports us. So if you think about us mentally, emotionally, and financially or physically, it supports us. If you have lower back pain, look at your finances. Heal them. Heal them. That's all. It's not, you don't even, and here's the thing is, if you have, don't make yourself wrong for any of it. Just use it as feedback. The universe is talking to you through your body. This is an old belief that you have. And what's happening is not to your benefit. So let's see how well we know Louise's work. Who has a part of the body? Want to know what's going on. Yeah, I know the hearing. Is it because of this? I know I'm cutting in and out. Should I use it? Okay, turn me off. Turn this on. Okay, is that better? Okay, now I have to remember what the staff, ministers, and practitioners do. Okay, so, yes, Lorianne. Yes? Uh-huh. And was that true? Okay, so feeling unsupported and worrying about finances, and what's the truth is God is our source. And do you remember what her affirmation was? What is it? Absolutely. Give her a hand. Absolutely. What else? What other thing would you like to consider? Shoulders. Well, shoulders are about the burdens we're carrying. So what burden can you let go of? What can you drop and let go and let God? It's always about your greater good. It's never about punishment. It's only feedback. It's only, yeah. Yeah, Lee. Teeth. Okay. Now, someone could be looking this up because I'm going to just make it up. I think teeth are about details. I think they're about details. So, are there details that you're resisting? But anyway, ask yourself. I have my book here. Yes, Kim. Sinuses. I think it is victim, and it's. Someone's too close to you. That's irritating you. Gino used to have it, but she doesn't any longer. Thank you, Gino. Knees are about going forward and flexibility. What else? Everything about the head is about self. It's about self. So your face and your head is about yourself, your concept of self. So if you have a headache, then there's somewhere that you're diminishing yourself. Unless it's a migraine. No. What Louise says, and I'm so, pardon me, but you asked. So she says a migraine, the tension of a migraine can be best relieved by masturbation. Well, I'm sorry, I didn't say it, she said it. So at home. privately, by yourself. But speaking of that, you know, the interesting thing is all about our sexuality, that we're so reluctant to really be sexually expressive. And there was a sexual revolution. But anyway, so if anything's going on in the genital area, men or women, look about your old beliefs in your family about sexuality. Look about old beliefs, not your current beliefs, the old ones. Anything else? Fingers. Each finger has a different meaning. That one I know. So it's the what they do. So the thumbs being the part that we can grab with, and the index finger, what we're pointing at, or what's pointing at us. The middle finger, well, could be. I'm not sure what the middle finger is. It's anger. Okay, anger. Well, that's clear. And then it does make sense. I didn't know that symbol had a meaning deeper. Anyway, the ring finger is about love, and right or left, it's about male or female. And then your little finger, pinky, I think it's details too, but we can check after service. My book is on my lectern. Here's the main thing. Ask yourself, like Lorianne did, is this true for me? Is it helpful for me? The universe is giving you messages for you. If it's usable to you, if it's useful for you, then use them. But remember, start with, I approve of myself. I approve of myself. I approve of myself. And then, in front of the mirror, I love myself just the way I am. I love myself just the way I am. I love myself just the way I am. Looking deeply into the mirror, into your own eyes, and calling yourself your name, and telling you that you love you, is one of the most powerful acts you can do. So spiritually, what's happening? You're connecting with the source within you. You're recognizing the wholeness, the power of the one as you in you. And reminding yourself that this thing that is love loves you and you love it. So we just did this, talk about your body. You can discover the causes yourself. So the thing to do is, first of all, get quiet. If you have a knee problem, a finger problem, just get quiet. What is my body part telling me? What is it telling me? And don't take any guff. It's never going to be anything but for your highest good. It's never going to be a negative thing. It's going to be something that's useful to you as love. Even if something came from way back from your parents or grandparents, it's not about blame. It's about feedback. Every single one of us and all of our ancestors have done the very best they could, the best they knew how to do in the moment. And so if any of you were here for the beginning of the meditation, I did a meditation about really getting in touch with that divine love in you, in your parents, and in your spouses and partners. It's already there. Okay, so the forms of fear, because everything, you know, Jerry Jampolsky, love is letting go of fear, that there are only two things, love and fear. Well, Louise says fear and anger, but let's look at fear first. So here are the words that you can look at. Do you worry, have tension, worry, anxiety, nervousness, insecurity, oh, worry again, feeling not good enough, unworthiness. All of those are forms of fear. And where God is as love, there can be no fear. Where the universe is unfolding, where it's only that thing, there can be no fear. I told you last week, I walk on fire. I can do absolutely anything. One of my friends whom I pray with every day said that really helped her because she said, if Heather can walk on fire, I can do this little thing. Okay, so what are the forms of anger? Forms of anger, impatience, irritation. Here's our friend again, criticism, jealousy, bitterness, and frustration. All forms of anger, and all of them are unlike the good you seek. So the thing to do is start right now approving of yourself and letting go of the patterns that cause whatever is going on within you. You are the one that can make the difference. So look in the mirror and say, I love you. I really love you. Love you. And let's just now just take a moment and get still and go within. Diane's going to establish the consciousness with this song. This is the lyrics. And I'll lead you in prayer. An opening to that presence and power, to that one life that is God's life. I speak this word in the first person for each one here. And this is what I know. I know I love myself the way I am. I know that this love comes direct from Source, the universal presence that is God. I forgive myself for anything that I have done that was not the truth of me. I forgive all others who have not lived up to my expectations. Today I love in a greater way than ever before, with great vitality and energy. My life is healed for I am whole, complete, and perfect. My life is supported, for I am aware that the Creator is all support. My life is vital and fully alive because I'm made in the image and likeness of life itself. I continue to look after and nurture the garden of my thoughts, and that garden delivers the most beautiful life, filled with love and friendship, filled with all good, with my heart filled with gratitude for every good thing in my life, for the health and wholeness, for every friend, for the creative expression, and for the financial abundance. I give great thanks. With my heart filled with gratitude, I simply release this word to law. I accept it is complete. And please join me in saying, and so it is. And now it is my great pleasure to welcome back.